For today's shiur, I decided to talk about a topic that relates to Rosh Hashanah, and that is the concept of Tkios al Seder HaBrachas. We know that we blow shofar not only before the Shmona Esrei, before Tfilas Musaf, but during the Tfilas Musaf as well. What's the nature of that halacha? But to understand that halacha, we first have to take a step back and examine the basic mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, outlines the basic mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you have the Mar Makomos, please follow along with me. The Mishnah says, this is on page 1 in the Mar Makomos, Seder Tkios Shalosh Shel Shalosh Shalosh. The Seder Tkios, the order of the Tkios, the way that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, is three sets of three kolos apiece, meaning a total of 9 kolos. The mitzvah d'orais of Tkios Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to blow 3 truos. As the Gemara explains, it says the word trua 3 times in the Pasuk, Zichron trua mikra kodesh, yom trua yelachem, and it also says, Vehavarta shofar trua by Yovel, and we compare Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. So it says trua 3 times related to Rosh Hashanah. And then, since the Pasuk also says, Vehavarta and ta'aviru, which is a lashon of tkia, so from that we learn that there's a tkia both before and after each and every trua. So the total is 9 kolos, 3 truos with a tkia lifaneha, la'achareha, a tkia before and after each trua, for a total of 9 kolos. That's the mitzvah, the arise of tkia shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But then the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph in page 2 points out that Askin Rabbi Avo Bekisri, Rabbi Avo instituted in Kisri that you should blow tashrat, tashat, and tarat. Blow not just tkia trua tkia, but we blow tashrat, tkia shvarim trua tkia, tkia shvarim tkia, and tkia trua tkia. Why? Why was Rabbi Avo misakin this? As the Gemara continues and explains, Rabbi Avo wasn't sure, he was misafkale, what the trua in the pasuk means. Does trua in the pasuk mean what we call a trua? Does trua in the pasuk mean what we call a shvarim? Or does trua in the pasuk mean what we call a shvarim trua? And as the Gemara explains, we know that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah keneged the crying of the mother of Sisera. This is back on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. It says, Vatiyabev Eim Sisera, Yom Trua Yilachem, the Targum is Yom Yevavel Yehelechon, that Rosh Hashanah is a day of crying, and the shofar is supposed to be the sound of a cry, keneged the mother of Sisera, some kind of a connection. Balei Machshava have a lot to say about that. What is the connection between the mother of Sisera and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah and the day of Rosh Hashanah in general? Not for now. But since the shofar is supposed to be the sound of a cry, Rabbi Avo had a suffix what that sound of the cry is supposed to look like. Are people, when people cry, do they have what's called a genuche ganach? Do they sigh? Or do they have yelule yolil? Is it like a staccato type of cry? So that's the shiloh, whether the cry is supposed to be shvarim, or it's supposed to be like what we call a trua, or maybe it's both. Maybe it's sighing and it's also staccato like crying. So it should be a shvarim trua. So therefore, Rabbi Avo is mesakin that you should blow all three. Blow tashrat, tashat, and tarat. You got to blow each type. So that's why we blow for what's called the tkios de miyushav, the tkios that we blow when you're technically allowed to sit. We don't sit for any of the tkios. We stand for the, as a cover for the mitzvah, we stand for all of the tkiyah shofar. But technically speaking, one is allowed to stand before the Shmona Esrei. That's why those tkiyos are called tkiyos de miyushav. So for those tkiyos de miyushav, we blow 30 kolos. It's really not 30 kolos, it's really 27 kolos. Because Minatari is supposed to blow 9, but since we don't know what the trua is, you have to blow 3 sets of 9, 3 types of 9. So that's really 27 kolos. It's just for our purposes, we call the shvarim trua 2 kolos. But really, the shvarim trua is 1 kol. It's just, it might be the trua. It might be what the posuk is referring to when it uses the lashon of trua. So it's really 27 kolos, but we call it 30 kolos. Those are the kolos that we blow for tkios de miyushav, to be yotze the mitzvah d'araisa of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, this is the mitzvah d'araisa. Because there's a suffix, what the trua is, that's why we blow a total of 30 kolos. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah adds, on Daf Tezayin, that we blow more than just the tkios de miyusha. We also blow what's called tkios de mu'umad. The Gemara says, Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lama token b'Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara explains that he doesn't mean why do we blow on Rosh Hashanah, but lama token u'mariyang shen yoshim v'token u'mariyang shen omdim. Why do we blow both tkios de miyushav and tkios de mu'uma during the Shmona Esrei? In order to confuse the satan, we continue blowing the shofar even after the tkiyos de miyushav to be ma'arbe v'sasot. And Chazal were misaken that the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah should involve not just the mitzvah deraisa of the 30 kolos because of the suffix of what a trua is, but also there should be extra kolos. We should blow more. Blow 30 kolos during musaf. Might blow, well, not necessarily 30 kolos, that's what we do, but blow the shofar during musaf, during malchios, zechronos, and shofros. Kedei la'arbe v'sasotam. These tkios are called tkios de me'umot. And then we know that after the davening, we continue blowing. We blow more tkios until we complete the mea kolos, 100 kolos for Rosh Hashanah. Kenega, the mother of Sisra, we have a Kabbalah that the mother of Sisra cried 100 kolos. And since there's this comparison between tkios shofar and the crying of the mother of Sisra, so therefore, we're mashlim. After the tkios de meyushav and after the tkios de me'umad, however many tkios de me'umad we're going to blow, we'll talk about exactly how many we blow during the Shemona Esrei, we're mashlim. Whatever the minig is during the Shemona Esrei, we fill in the rest of the kios till we have the 100 kolos, kenega the mother of Sisra. Okay, these are the kolos of the shofar, the full 100 kolos that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim are troubled. How can you blow the tkios de me'umad? How can you blow tkios? I'll say their habrachas. Tkios is part of the Shemona Esrei. It's doch bal tosef. If the mitzvah d'arais of shofar involves only 30 kolos, it really should be only 9 kolos, but because of a suffix, we have to have 30. That's okay. Sveka deraisa l'chumra tells me that if I want to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa, and I don't know if I'm going to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa with what I'm doing, I have a suffix, so then I have to do whatever is necessary to ensure that I'm yotze that mitzvah deraisa. But the tkios de me'umad are not coming to be yotze any mitzvah deraisa. I've been yotze for sure. Whether the true of the Torah is shvarim true or shvarim or true, I've been yotze with the 30 kolos, so what am I blowing tkios de me'umad? Because of a special takana de rabbanan? What gives us the right to do that? Shouldn't that be baltosif? This is a question that a lot of the Rishonim address. And there are different answers given. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, gives a very famous answer. And that's quoted by the Rashbon, Daf Tezayin. There where the Gemara mentions the Tkios de Me'umad, the Rashba has a very famous piece. So he quotes the Balei Tosfos. He asks the Kasha, this is on page 5 in the handout. He asks the Kasha, how can you blow tkios de me'umad, but you'll violate baltosif that you're adding onto the mitzvah satorah? They're really only supposed to be blowing 30 kolos, misafek, and yet you're blowing much more than that. So the Rashba quotes first, v'heim zal tirtzu, what did the Balei Tosfos answer? D'loshaya baltosif basiyas ha-mitzvah shtei pa'amim. There's never an isser of baltosif if you do a mitzvah multiple times. You do the exact same mitzvah multiple times, that's not baltosif. The Birchas Kohanim Nami Afilu Mavarchan Kama Pa'amim Bayom Letzibur Echad Ein Ze Baltosif. He gives an example. Let's say a Kohen duchens more than once a day. You know, this is common in Eretz Yisrael. They duchen for Shachris, they duchen for Musaf. It's the same Tzibur. How can you say the Birchas Kohanim twice a day? Isn't that Baltosif? So the Balei Tosfos say that's not Baltosif? Because you're not changing the Birchas Kohanim. You're just doing it twice. If you do the same mitzvah twice, that's okay. That's not baltosif. Elo imkein hosif bracha acheres mishalo. If you add your own bracha, kagon Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem v'chayotzibo. If you add a different nusach bracha, you add a different bracha from yourself. That's baltosif. But if you give the bracha the way that the Torah gives it, Yevarecha Yoyer Yisa, you give the bracha exactly the way the Torah presents it in Parashas Nasa. That's not baltosif, even if you do it more than once a day. Because you're taking the unit of the mitzvah and just repeating it. And similarly, Tosfos says, if you just continue blowing, you're not changing the mitzvah, you're just being marbe b'tkios. That's not considered baltosif. This is the answer of the Balei Tosfos. The Rashba gives a different answer. He says, mitzvah lo kosher klal. The Rashba says, I don't really think the question even begins. The only time that there's a baltosif is if the individual adds to the mitzvah. If the individual adds to the mitzvah, that's baltosif. The Rashba has the yisod that any takonas chachamim is not bechlal bal tosif. We know the pasuk says apia Torah asher yeruchav yala mishpat asher yom lecha taseh lo sosim in adavar asher yagidu lecha yom and usmal. We have to listen to all of the takonos of the chachamim, the positive takonos, the gzeros of the chachamim. That's not bal tosif. It's not bal tigra. The chachamim don't change the Torah. Takonos chachamim is part of the Torah. Lo sosim tells me that you have to listen to the takonos chachamim. So the Torah is giving the chachamim the ability to add to the Torah in a sense. They're creating their own additions to the Torah, but that's not bal tosif, because that's part of the rubric of the Torah. So that's not bal tosif bechlal. It's not because of the reason of tosif that you're not changing the mitzvah, you're just doing it more than once. The Rashba says that any takanas hacham can't be bechlal bal tosif at all. That's the Rashba's answer. So of course, tkiyos de ma'umara, no problem, because the chachamim have the ability to be mesaka in their own takanas, and that's not bal tosif. The Rambam gives a third and final answer, a very interesting answer. The Rambam seems to assume in Hilchas Mamrim, in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, that really the takanas chachamim could be bechlal bal tosif. It's bechlal bal tosif, it's included within bal tosif, if the chachamim masquerade, if the chachamim institute a takana, and they say that that takana is a mitzvah daraisa. If the chachamim were to allow their takana to masquerade as a mitzvah deraisa, then that would be bal tosif, even though it's a takana chachamim. The lashon, the example the Rambam gives is, we know that min haTorah only besar behema b'cholav is also. If you cook meat together with milk, so then that's an iser deraisa of bishul b'asa b'cholav, and you're not allowed to eat that min haTorah either. But besar of b'cholav, cooking chicken with milk, is not a daraisa. That's a darabonah. It's a machlokas tanoim, and we passing that's osur midarabonah. So says the Rambam, if the chachamim were to say besar of b'cholav is daraisa, even though it's a takanas chachamim, that would be bal tosif. If the chachamim say we want to institute a new gezerid rabbonah, that we're afraid that if you eat besar of that's cooked with cholav, that's cooked with milk, you might come to eat besar behema with cholav. So we want to institute this gzera, and we say this is not part of the daraisa. We understand the only daraisa is besar behema b'cholav, but we want to institute a gzera to protect, as a siog for the Torah, to protect against violating the issa daraisa bas b'cholav. That's fine, because the chachamim are not saying that their takana is part of the daraisa. So as long as the chachamim don't misrepresent their takana as part of the mitzvah daraisa, that's not bal tosif. That's not bal tosif. So the Rambam says that takanas chachamim could be bal tosif, but it's a question of how the chachamim present it. If they present it as though their takan is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then that's not bal tosif. If they present it as though their takan or their gezerah d'rabbanan is a mitzvah d'araisa, then that would be bal tosif, that would be bal tigra, because they're either adding to the Torah or they're taking away from the Torah. Okay, so tkiyos de ma'umad are not deraisa. They're the additional tkiyos that the chacham were mesaken kedei la'arbe v'sasata. What does it mean kedei la'arbe v'sasata? The Chazal instituted we should blow tkiyos de ma'umad in order to confuse the satan. How's the satan exactly getting confused? So Rashi there on the Gemara and Daf Tezayin suggests that what does kedei la'arbe v'sasata mean? Did anyone notice what the Rashi says? What's the Irbav HaSatan? Anyone? Rashi writes, "Kedei la'arbev haSatan is shelo yastin kshiyishma Yisrael mechabevin es haMitzvos mistat min devarav." That when the Satan hears how Klal Yisrael is mechabev the mitzvah, how do we see that Klal Yisrael is mechabev the mitzvah? They love the mitzvah of shofar because they want to do more. They want to do the mitzvah of shofar so much that it shows their love for the mitzvah of shofar. Somehow the tainus of the Satan are closed up. He's not able to prosecute. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos suggests there on Daf Tezayin that what's ma'arbev as haSatan is that when he first hears the shofar, so he knows that's the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. That's the mitzvah. But when he hears the Klal Yisrael are continuing to blow the tkiyos de ma'umad, so then he's afraid. Well, this couldn't be the mitzvah of shofar, he says, because we know the mitzvah of shofar has been completed. So this must be the mitzvah of shofar of Mashiach. And he's nervous. If Mashiach is coming, then his end is near. So he runs away, so to speak, and he's not able to prosecute. It's a very interesting pshat in Tosfos. You know, the Satan has been doing this for a few years. And he saw that it wasn't the shofar of Mashiach. It was just part of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. So why exactly is he so concerned that it's the shofar of Mashiach? It's not so clear. But that's what Tosfos says. Perhaps we can suggest a third approach as to how the shofar, the tkiyos de me'uma, can be ma'arbe v'sasotan, based on an understanding of the Rishonim, as to exactly how many kolos we blow for the tkiyos de me'uma. But before we get there, let's first address the questions. Morty?
Can Rabbi ask the same question in Rashi's pshat, that they know year after year that's not the kolos for the mitzvah, then the system is also now?
So I'm not as concerned with Rashi's pshat, because it could be that the satan realizes that shofar has a tremendous power, that shofar can awaken a person to tshuva in a very remarkable way. So the satan is concerned that when Klal Yisrael is mechabev the mitzvah, when they show a love for the mitzvah of shofar, maybe it'll taka have an impact on them. And that's why he's nervous. So he's not going to prosecute because he doesn't know what's going to happen. He really is concerned that the shofar could have a transformative effect, not just the chib of mitzvah, but the chib of mitzvah might affect Bnei Yisrael to the extent that that they really will do a tshuva shleima, and he won't be able to prosecute properly. So Rashi doesn't concern me as much. Tosfos is interesting. Like why should he think that the shofar of Mashiach is going to come this year if it didn't come, you know, for the last 2,000 years? I guess the answer for Tosfos is the Satan believes in Mashiach more than we do. You know, he's really concerned. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin, but it's also a time that Klal Yisrael could get a rachamim, and maybe Taka Mashiach could be coming. So the Satan really is concerned. But perhaps we can suggest a third approach. The Rishonim have a debate as to exactly how many tkiyos we blow for the tkiyos de Me'umah. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. This is a big Tosfos, a very famous Tosfos. You got to learn this Tosfos. It talks about all the different elements of tkiyah shofar. Exactly how long the shvarim is, and how long the tkiyos are supposed to be. A lot of the yesodos of tkiyah shofar that appear in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuv Tzadi find their source in this Tosfos. If you have time, you really should go through the Tosfos on Rosh Hashanah. It's a beautiful limud. We've done this in other years. We've really gone through, you know, the basic, all the nitty-gritty of tkiyah shofar. I can't do it now without a whiteboard. It's very hard, you know, to visualize all the different, you know, the length of the shvarim and the trua. It's a lot harder to do, but it's kedai to spend the time to figure it out. The Tosfos quotes from the Aruch that the minig is that we blow for malchios, zechonos, and shofars, for each element of the Musa, Shemona, Esrei, and Rosh Hashanah, we blow tashrat, tashat, and tarat. This is the minig of many kehilos. He has this in the third wide line. Umir lechor nir letko betfila kamochen amalchios zechonos v'shavos kashrak kashak karak. Akol chod v'chodak leilotzes misafik de Rebbe Avo. Rebbe Avo had a safik what the trua is. So the aruch felt to ba'aruch pirish ayu osin kein. The aruch felt that you should blow tashrat, tashat, and tarat for malchios zechonos and shavos. You want to blow the right kolos for each segment of the Shemona Esrei. So if we don't know what the trua is, then you have to blow a tashrat and a tashat and a tarat for each element of the Shemona Esrei to make sure that you're going to be yotzei properly. That's the minig of the Aruch that the Baal Yatosis quote. That's the minig of Rov of Klal Yisrael. But Tosis does quote a different minig earlier. He quotes, V'achshav noagin letko b'yeshiva l'achak b'yas ha-Torah shloshim kolos, gimel kashrak, gimel kashak, gimel karak. That's the tkiyos d'miyushav. U'betfila token amalchios kashrak, v'yazichronos kashak, v'yashofros karak. He says that we blow, for the malchios, zichronos, and shofros, we blow tashrat for the malchios, tashat for the zichronos, and tarat for the shofros. It's not clear whether he would blow three tashrats for malchios, three tashats for zichronos, and three tarats for shofros, but at least he's blowing different kolos for each. He's not blowing tashrat, tashat, and tarat for each one. He's only going to blow tashrat for malchios, tashat for zichronos, and tarat for shofros. This is the minig that the earlier minig that the Baal Yatosis quote, and this is actually the minig in Breuers, in the KAJ community, Bennett Avenue, in the Yekesha community, the German Jews, that's what they blow. They blow tashrat for malchios, tashat for zichronos, and tarat for shofros. So the question is why? Why do they do that? Are they actually yotzei the mitzvah? Like if you have a suffik, Rabbi Avoh had a suffik what the trua is, so if you don't blow all three types, mistama, it's a suffik whether you're going to be yotzei. Or you could even say that maybe, you know, for sure you're not going to be Otze, because if Trua is what we call a Trua, so then you're only going to be Otze Shofros. You're not going to be Otze Machias and Zuchronos. And if Shvarim is what we, if Trua is what we call Shvarim, so then only the Tkios that you had in Zuchronos are going to be good, and the others are not going to be good. So why would you only blow Tashrat for Malchios, Tashrat for Zuchronos, and Tarat for Shofros? This is a kasha that the Ran asks. The Ran on the Rif is this kasha. If you'll turn for a moment to page 7. We have the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. The Ran asks, "Vanu achshav noagin letko al seder abrachas tashrat lemalchios tashrat lezichronos tarat leshofros." It sounds like he's only blowing one set. So the total for tkios de ma'umod is 9 kolos, so to speak, right? But he blows different ones, different sets of malchios, zichronos, and shofros. The tzorach ian says the Ran, "Lama." The Ran says, if you have to hear the tkios aseder habrachos, you have to hear tkios in conjunction with the Shmona Esrei. So how can you only blow tashrat for malchios and tashrat for zechronos and tarat for shavos? You're not going to be otzei anywhere. The harav alfasi zalkosav the akilu behu mishum tircha yaseir the tzibura. Says the Ran, b'shem the Rif, maybe the answer is that mishum tircha the tzibura, we don't want to make it difficult for the tzibura, because we've already been yotzei, since we were yotzei in the tkios, the miyusha of all the different types, so we don't want to be matriach on the tzibur. Mishum tircha the tzibura, we're not going to blow all the different types of trua, because really, technically, we've been yotzei. So for mishum tircha the tzibura, we're not going to force them to blow all the types in the middle of the brachas for tkios de ma'umad. L'chora, what he means is that the tkios de ma'umad are only midrabbanan, and sveiked rabbanan l'kula. So maybe there's room to be mekel mishum tircha the tzibur. We're not going to be matriach. We're not going to make it difficult for the tzibur. L'chora, it's a little bit difficult because sveiked rabbanan l'kula doesn't apply if by relying on Safeg, you know for sure that you're not going to be Otze the mitzvah. If you're going to be Oker the mitzvah legamri, so do we say Sveged Rabban Lakula? Here, if you're not going to blow Tashrat, Tashrat, and Tarat for Malchios, Zuchronos, and Shofros, you're only going to blow one type for each section of the Shmona Esrei, you know for sure you're not going to be Otze. So Mishum Tircha the Tzibura, we're going to be Mekel on the Tzibur, and assume, well, since we've already been Yotze, this is only a mitzvah Rabbanan. So Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula, why should we apply Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula if you're going to be Oker the Takana Lagamri? We had a similar idea last year, if you recall. Last year in Psachim and Daf Kufches, we were talking about Heseba, the fact that we lean for the Dalet Kosos, and there's a Shaila in the Gemara whether you're supposed to lean for the first two Kosos or for the second two Kosos. We know for two Kosos you're supposed to lean. We just don't know if it's for the first two or for the second two. So the Ran asks, well, why does the Gemara conclude that we do a Seba for all four Kosos, because we don't know which ones to choose? Maybe we shouldn't lean for any of the Kosos. We should say Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula. We have a suffix which ones we're supposed to lean for, so maybe we shouldn't lean for any of the Kosos. So one of the answers the Ran gives is that if the mitzvah is going to be Nekar Legamri, if you're going to uproot the mitzvah completely, we don't say Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula. So if we're not going to lean for any of the Dalet Kosos, then the mitzvah of Heseba for the Dalet Kosos is going to be uprooted completely. So we can't say Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula. So L'chor over here too, how can we say Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula if we're going to be Oker the Takana Lagamri? Right? We'll be Oker the mitzvah Lagamri if we know for sure we're not going to be Otze because there's a suffix what the proper Trua is, but we're not blowing all the different possibilities in each segment of the Shmona Esrei. So one answer might be that there's another teretz to the Ran. There's another teretz of the Ran in Psachim. That really we do say Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula, even where we're going to be Oker the Takana Lagamri. The only time that we wouldn't say Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula is what? What's the words he uses? Anyone? The Ran says the reason why by Heseba we're not going to say Sveiked Rabbanan Lakula is because it's not such a big tircha. Right? It's not such a big tircha. People like to lean when they eat. It's not such a tircha to lean. So by saying that you have to lean for both the first two koses and the second two koses, we're not really being matriach on people. So that's why we will not say Sreka Draban Lakula to do away with the Takana of Heseb and Dalet Kosas. So what you could say is that shofar is a tircha. It's a tircha yisera. I mean, that is the lashon of the riff. It's a tircha yisera on the tzibur, so therefore we're not going to force them to blow the extra kolos. Since this is a tircha, so then we will say Sveka Draban Lakula, even if it'll be Oker the Takana. We don't care to be Oker the Takana, the Rif is assuming. As long as it's a tircha. If it's a tircha, then we'll rely on Sveka Draban Lakula, even if we're being Oker the Takana. That's what you could say. The question is this really such a big tircha? I mean, how long does it take? An extra 2 minutes? 1 minute? I mean, how long does it take to blow Tashrat, Tashar, and Tarat? Not much. Not much. It doesn't take more than a minute each time to blow all these kolos. So what does the riff mean that it's a tircha yeseira? Very difficult. It's a very difficult concept. Very difficult concept. The Ran adds another interesting idea. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Haigon. He says the Rav Haigon. Just a moment, Morty. The Rav Haigon assumes that Rabbi Avo was actually not misaken to blow Tashrat, Tashan, and Tarat because of a suffix, even though the Lashon of the Gemara is that he was mistapik, that's not a literal, the Gemara doesn't really mean that. He wasn't mistapik, right? It's basically, you could be Yotze with any type of Trua, either with what we call Trua, what we call Shvarim Trua. They were different Minhagim. Rabbi Avo wanted the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael to be uniform, that it shouldn't be seen that every community is doing something different. People are going to think, wow, there are different Torahs over here. Some do Shvarim Trua, and some do Shvarim, and some do Trua. So he was misaken that you should do all of them in order to be Yotze and not make it look like there are different Torahs. It's not really that you're only going to be Yotze with one type of Trua. You're really Yotze with any of the types of Trua. But he just wanted there to be a uniform minhag. So maybe that's what the riff meant, that the reason we only blow Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat for Zichronos, and Tarat for Shofros, for those who have that minig. Again, most of Klal Yisrael doesn't have that minig. But those who have that minig don't blow all the different types, because they hold that really you can be Yotze with any of the types. You can be Yotze with a Tashrat, or with a Tashat, or with a Tarat. They're all good. It's just Wamachmir. We're machmir to fulfill Rabbi Avos Takana for Tkios to Miyushav, to blow all the different types, so that the minig of Klal Yisrael should be a uniform minig. So for the Tkios to Miyushav, we're machmir, but for the Tkios to Meuma, Mishem Tircha the Tzibur, we don't have to worry to be so machmir. That's what the Ran wants to suggest. Perhaps there's another reason why this particular minig is makel, not to blow Tashrat, Tashan, and Tarat for each one of Malchus, Zohonis, and Shofros, but rather they only blow one type for each segment of the Shemona Esrei. Mori, question?
Didn't we say by the Ran also that as long as a different community might be doing it, like by Megillah, if another community is doing it, then it's okay for one community to be different? Because they're not going to be okay the Tarat Takana, but at least someone is doing it.
Right, I hear what you're saying, but there it's built in that some people are going to lay in the Megillah on the 14th and some are going to lay in the Megillah on the 15th. Here, for those individuals who are blowing Fitkios to Me'umad, only Tashrat for Malchios, and only Tashrat for Zerchonos, and only Tarat for Shofros, they hold that that's the right minig, meaning they hold everyone should be doing this. If other people are doing other things, they're not going to criticize. But they really hold everyone should be doing this. So that's a little bit strange, because they're knowing something that they really think everyone should be doing, and if everyone does this, then it'll turn out that the Takana is going to be Nerka Lagamri. So it could be the answer is that's not a problem. It's not a problem. According to the first day in the round, we don't care if the Takana is going to be Nerka Lagamri. That's what Sveka Draban Lakula allows us to do, as long as it's a Tircha. Right? So if it is a Tircha, so then it's permissible to do. So if you assume this really is a Tircha, like the Lashon of the Rif, so then it wouldn't be a problem, because Sveka Draban Lakula would actually allow you to do this. If you take Rav Haigon's Svara seriously, so then you don't even need this idea of the riff. You could say that really you could be Yotze with any one of the types of Trua. So Fetkios de Me'uma, Fetkios de Me'ushav, we're machmer to do all the different types to have a uniform blowing. But Fetkios de Me'uma, it's not necessary to be machmer. So that's why we're more makel, according to that minik, to blow only Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat for Zechonos, and Tarat for Shofros. Mordechai Glatter.
According to Rav Haigon's Svara, Why can't we just be machmir to do everyone have one set and that be our minhag? Like, we all just have the same one set.
I guess Rabbi Avoh didn't want to do away with any of the minhagim. He wanted to just combine them to be machshev each minhag. Meaning, if different communities, if there are three different types of minhagim, so it turns out that people were doing different minhagim. So he didn't want to say, okay, don't do what two of the communities were doing. Do only what this community is doing. So then, basically, what you're doing is you're saying that this minhag is no longer gonna be the minhag. He didn't want to do away with any of the minhagim. He just wanted to incorporate all of them into the minhag Yisrael, so that everyone should be doing the same thing. The Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem gives a third answer. And with this, we come back to what we were talking about before. What does La'arbev Hasatan mean? The Ramban suggests, you know what the answer is? He actually says this within the Rif. What does the Rif mean that Mishum Tircha the Tzibur are going to be Megil for the Tkios the Me'umad? The Ramban says that you really have to understand what the Tkios al Seder HaBrachas are really all about. They're not just an extension of the mitzvah of Shofar. You know, we would think that The Tkios de Miyushav are the mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and then Chazal instituted more. Chazal instituted more of a mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar b'Shleimuso, so you gotta blow the Tkios de Me'umad as well. Zokter Ramban, no, that's not really what Tkios al Seder HaBrachas are about. But rather, they're a different dimension, they're a different mitzvah, a totally different mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shofar, Zokter Ramban, is completed with the Tkios de Miyushav. That's the full mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. 30 kolos, 27 kolos, that's it. The Tkiyos al Seder HaBrachos, that's a different type of Tkiyah. We're blowing the same sounds, but the mitzvah is a totally different mitzvah. What is that mitzvah, says the Ramban? It's a mitzvah of Tkiyah Be'ez Tzara. We know the Pasuk says, V'hareyosem b'chatzotzros, that for Tainios b'shas melchama, we're supposed to blow b'chatzotzros. Says the Ramban, that's really why we're blowing in the Tkios de Me'umad on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is an Eis Tzara, it's a Yom Adin. So we're blowing Al Seder HaBrachos as a Kiyum of Tkiyah Be'Eis Tzara. It's really a Tkiyah as a Chovas HaTfila Be'Eis Tzara. It's part of the Chovas HaTfila Be'Eis Tzara. It's not part of a mitzvah of Shofar. Just like Bishas Melchama, just like for the Tainios, you know, if you have the Tainios for the Geshamim, for the rain, if it's not raining in Eretz Yisrael, so we'll have fasts. We blow during those tainios. We blow as part of the tefillah. That's part of the chovas hatefillah beis tzara. We don't just daven, but we blow tkios. Sometimes b'chatzotzros and sometimes b'shofar. But we blow tkios as part of the tefillah. Says the Ramban, that's a totally different mitzvah. The lashon of the Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem and the Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and Dapi Arif in Rosh Hashanah is this. He says, "Ani omer shetaimo shel Rabbeinu b'torah chatzibah b'kan emes v'nachon hu." The ikar advarim yusad amashep rashnu lamala. Shetiknu chacham lios token umriyeng shen yoshim v'yotzin dechavasan. V'tiknu sheyu token umriyeng shen omdim al sid abrachos. Chabrachos alolu machir zechonos v'shavos kol ikron b'hatruos nitkenu. V'chein b'tainios. V'chein b'shas milchama. Sheish brachos. B'tainios and b'shas milchama. We also blow is part of the tefillah. Then he says, skipping a little bit to the end, he says three lines from the bottom. He says, "Lamadnu mikan dekevan shein yochid v'yochid chayiv b'tkios utruos elachovas brachosu." The chiyuv of tkios on seder abrachos is not a chiyuv for the yochid. The yochid doesn't blow if he davens biyachidus. It's only a chovas hatzibur. It's chovas brachos. It's a chovas hatfila shemasriin bahen. We blow tkios as part of the chovas hatfila b'tzibur be'es sara. So dai lohem b'tkia kolshu kedei shi'isal etfila seinu b'shofar. It's enough to blow a little tkia. We don't have to blow all the different types. If you're blowing as part of the Chovas HaTfila Be'ez Tzara, like we blow on Tainios, like we blow B'Shas Melchomas, you don't need all the different types, Tashrat, Tashan, and Tarat. It's not part of the mitzvah Shofar, it's part of the mitzvah of Tfila Be'ez Tzara. Hilkach B'Rosh Hashanah Nami, Kevin Shiatzonu Yidei Chovas Tkios Shal Torah, Dein Kol Yachav V'Yachav Chai B'Tkios, Lo Nishalonu El HaChovas Bracha Shetiknu Behen Tkios, Kedei Sheyale Zichroneinu Letova B'Shofar. The purpose of the Tkios al Seder HaBrachos is to is to be mamtik the tefillah, in a sense, to add a dimension to the tefillah. It's not part of the mitzvah shofar. It's a part of the mitzvah of tefillah beis tzara. So zok the Ramban, b'tchia kol shu yotzi the asra shal brachis. You can be yotzi the chovas tefillah, blowing as part of the chovas tefillah, even with the tchia koldu. Hilchach l'ratzu l'hatriach shalol tzara. That's why they didn't want to be matriach on the tzibur. This lashon of the rift, they didn't want to be matriach on the tzibur. What do you mean they didn't want to be matriach on the tzibur? The answer is, why do you have to blow all of the different types? That's only relevant to the mitzvah of shofar. Why should you have to do that for a chovas tefillah? For the chovas tefillah, as long as you're blowing Be'ez Tzara, you can be Mekayim, that din that you're supposed to blow as part of the Tefillah Be'ez Tzara. So says the Ramban, that's what the Rif meant, Mishim Tircha the Tzibur. We're not going to be Matriach on the Tzibur to blow all the different types, because it's not necessary, because the Tkios, Al Seder HaBrachos, are not Tkios as part of the Mitzvah Shofar, they're rather part of the Mitzvah of Tefillah Be'ez Tzara. So it could be that that's what Kedei La'arviv Es HaSotan means. What does it mean that Lama Tokun and Marian Kshen Yoshim Tokun and Marian Kshen Omding Kedei La'arviv Es HaSotan? How are we Ma'arviv Es HaSotan? The answer is by blowing Tkios B'Shas HaTfilah, that's Mamtik the Tfilah, it sweetens the Tfilah, it makes the Tfilah more precious, it raises the Tfilah to a higher level. And that's what the Satan is so concerned about. The Satan realizes that when we have Shofar together with Tfilah, it's more likely that the tefillos are going to be answered. So that's why he's misarbev through the ribuy tkios, through the extra tkios, the klai yisrael are blowing, and that's why mistatman tanosev, he's not able to prosecute properly. I see that Eli Schloss's hand is up.
Yeah, Rabbi, do we, according to the Ramban, is it that we're removing tkios because of tircha yitibura, or the new takana of teal based
Sarah
only has these fewer
tekios? I think it's the latter. Meaning for tekios to miyushav, you could be out to the mitzvah deraisa with the tekios to miyushav. So why are we blowing al seder habrochas as well? The answer is we're blowing only as part of the chovas hatfila, and because we're only blowing as part of the chovas hatfila, the minig was, at least in these communities, to blow just tashrat for malchios, just tashaf for zeronos, just tarat for shavros. Because it's not necessary to be matriach on the tzibur for this kiyum of chovas tefillah be'ez tzara. So that's what the Rif meant, that mishum tircha the tzibur, we're not going to bother them, because the nature of shofar b'shas tefillah is just a chovas tefillah, it's not part of the mitzvah of shofar.
So Rebbe, do we passion like this? Because, like, I don't know, Maishu, we always make announcements, like not speak of...
We're going to talk about speaking, we haven't even gotten to that yet. Till now, we're just talking about the minig of how many tkios we actually blow. So the truth is, most communities blow tashrat, tashat, and tarat for each, for malchios and for zichronos and for shofos. That's what the machzorim say. I said in Kahal Adas Yeshurun, in the Broyers community, their minig is to blow only tashrat for malchios, only tashat for zichronos, and only tarat for shofos. It is a minig that's quoted in the Bali Tosis, but I think the minig of most of the tzibur, most of Klal Yisrael, is to blow all the different types for each segment of the Shemana Esri. So everyone should follow the minig of their community. It's interesting, Tosis actually quotes the Rabbeinu Tamu as a third minig, that we blow tashrat for malchios, tashrat for zichronos, and tashrat for shofos. The same one, but not Tashan and Tarat. So the same question applies to the Rabbeinu Tam, but the question is, why did he have Tashrat for each one and not Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat? Why not Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat for Zichronos, and Tarat for Shofar? So the Ran explains, the Rabbeinu Tam felt that you have to be concerned about the Sveikas, that you want to be Yotzei the right sound of the Trua, even for Tkios de Me'umad. But we don't care about the hafsaka. Meaning, if you blow tashrat for each one, we know for sure you're blowing the right trua. Either it's a shvarim trua, or it's a shvarim, or it's a trua. It's just the problem is, if it's a shvarim, so then you're being mafsik between the shvarim and the tkia afterwards. Right? Because you have a trua between the shvarim and the trua. Or if it's a trua, then you're being mafsik between the tkia shalafaneha and the trua because you have a shvarim in the beginning. So for the tkios de ma'umad, Rabbeinu Tam felt it's not a problem if you have a hefsik. Better to be concerned about the sveikas, to blow all the different types in order to make sure that you'll be also the trua, and not be concerned about the hefsek. We don't want to be matriach on the tzibur, but at the same time, we want to blow all the different types. That's why he said, blow tashrat for each, and then you have all the different types, if you're not concerned about the hefsek. Interesting third sheet. But the yesod of the Ramban, that really the Tkiyos al Seder HaBrachos are a different type of Tkiyah Shofar. It's really a Tkiyah that's part of the Chovas HaTfilah Be'ez Tzara. This Yisod of the Ramban can help explain something else as well. And that's what one of you, I didn't see who was mentioning, is one of the Talmidim mentioned the question of whether one is allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Tkiyah Shofar. Right, you make a bracha lishma kol shofar at the beginning, and then we blow. So is one allowed to be mafzik in the middle? We know that the minig is that the rav gets up in the community before the brachas and says everyone should have in mind to be yotze with the bracha, the brachas hamitzvah, and have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of shofar, and do not be mafzik until the last kios that we have, even after the kaddish, the shir shalom, the david. Right, we have tkiyah shofar. Even after the Kaddish, after Musaf. So many of the Rabbanim get up and they say you shouldn't be Mapsik until the end, until we have the last Tkios. Is that necessary? Maybe Lechatchili can be Mapsik in the middle. What happens if a person is Mapsik? Even if you say Lechatchili, you're not supposed to be Mapsik. What happens if a person was Mapsik? So was he Mevatel the Mitzvah? Does he have to make another Bracha? What's the Din? So this is a discussion actually in the Rif, right here on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Daf Yud Rif in Rosh Hashanah. The Rif says, if you have the Rif, please look on with me. The Rif says, Shalom Mikami Resh Masifta. They asked before the Rosh Yeshiva, Hamavarech Yom Rosh Hashanah Al Tkiyah Shofar, Bosu Sefer Torah, Vehisiach, Tzorach Levarech Al Tkiyah Shal Seder HaBrachos, Olo. Let's say you were Mesiach, let's say you spoke after the Tkiyos, the Miusha, before the Tkiyos, the Meumah. That can happen. You know, everyone is concentrating for the 30 Kolos, and then they say Ashrei, and then you know what happens. Like, it's right before Musaf, and people are moving around and whatever, and something happens, and somebody asks someone a question, and suddenly, before you know it, people have spoken. So is that a problem? Do you have to make another bracha before the Tkios de Me'umad or not? That was the shaila that they asked the Rosh Yeshiva at the Rif's time. V'hadaluhu hochin. Hochin kachoz rabbanan. Shegorin bazeh shesach ad shleit kal seder brachas avalach zu levarech eno chozer. Says the Rif, Lechatchili, you're not supposed to be mafsik, but b'di'evit, if you were mafsik, it's not necessary to repeat the bracha. That's the Rif's conclusion. That certainly you're supposed to make a bracha and not be mafsik until the end of all of the tkios, but if you were mafsik, b'di'evit, then you're not going to make another bracha. The Rishonim, the Rif himself, compares this to a Gemara in Menachos. What's the din if you speak between the Tfilin Shayat and the Tfilin Sharosh? So there, the halacha is that you do have to make another bracha on the Tfilin Sharosh. It's the whole machlokas or rishonim. What bracha do you make? If you make lahaniach Tfilin on the Tfilin Shayat, so what do you do on the Tfilin Sharosh if you've been mafsik? Machlokas or rishonim. Some say that you have to make two brachas on the Tfilin Sharosh. You make both lahaniach and al mitzvah Tfilin on the Tfilin Sharosh. And some say that you never make al mitzvahs tefillin on the tefillin sharosh. Normally, you just make lahaniach on both the tefillin shayat and the tefillin sharosh. But if you're mafzik, then you have to make a special bracha on tefillin sharosh. Only then do you say al mitzvahs tefillin on the tefillin sharosh. But either way, if you're mafzik, you do have to make a bracha, some extra bracha on the tefillin sharosh. Normally, you wouldn't make this extra bracha. Either you wouldn't repeat lahaniach, or you wouldn't say the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin on tefillin sharosh. But if you're mafzik, you do have to make a special bracha on tefillin sharosh. So says the Rif, tkiyah shofar is different. Tkiyah shofar b'di'evit, if you are mafzik between the tkiyos to miyushim and tkiyos to ma'umah, there is no need to make another bracha. It's different than tefillin shiyat and tefillin sharosh, because tefillin shiyat and tefillin sharosh, zok the Rif, are two different mitzvahs. One bracha can go on the two different mitzvahs, but if you're mafzik between them, since they're two different mitzvahs, then you have to make a bracha on the tefillin sharosh. But by tkiyah shofar, it's kula chada mitzvah, it's one mitzvah, says the Rif. So therefore, even if you're mafzik between the tkiyos the miyushav and the tkiyos the mu'ud, it's not necessary to make another bracha. So it's clear that the Rif assumes that lechatchila, the bracha of lishma kol shofar is supposed to go on the entire mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, but b'di'eved, even if you're mafzik, it's okay, there's no need to make another bracha, because the tkiyos to miyushav and tkiyos to me'umad are viewed as one mitzvah, so as long as the bracha was chal on part of the mitzvah, there was no hefzik between the bracha and part of the mitzvah, then that is sufficient. There's a tzir of koldehu, there's some kind of a connection between the bracha and the mitzvah, that is sufficient in order to be otzi the bracha. We find that the Rishonim argue with the Rif for two different reasons. There are some Rishonim that hold that even Lechatchila, one is allowed to be mafsik between the Tkiyos de Miyushav and the Tkiyos de Me'umad. We don't pask in this way. We hold Lechatchila like the Rif, that you're not supposed to be mafsik. That's why the Rabbanim announced that you should not be mafsik until the end, till the last kios. So we paskin like the Rif, that the chatchila one is not supposed to be mafsik. But there are rishonim that hold that even the chatchila one should be allowed to be mafsik between the tkios the miyushim and tkios the mu'umah. The Ran, first of all, the Ran writes that some claim that you're allowed to be mafsik between the tkios the miyushim and tkios the mu'umah. Why? Because he says, what's the problem of being mafsik? What's the problem of being mafsik between tefillin she'ad and tefillin she'rosh? The problem is that you're going to be goring a bracha she'en etzricha. The problem is if you're going to have to make a bracha as a result of the hefsik. That's his lashon over here. If you take a look at the arrow in the Ran, daf yud aleph and aleph in daf yarif, he says also ligrom she'e marbe bebrachas u'mishimochi sach ben tefila letefila avera hi biyadam. If you're mafsik between tefillin shel yad and tefillin she'rosh, that's an avera. Because you're going to be garim a bracha shen etzricha. Because you're going to have to make a special bracha on the tefillin sharosh, whatever that bracha is, the machlokas harishonim. Aval kan, says the Ran, kevet she'en a garim bracha, lama yehei asim. But here, you're not going to have to make another bracha. Right? The Rif agrees that you're not going to have to make another bracha if you're mafsik. So if you're not going to have to make another bracha, then even lechatchila, you should be able to be mafsik. Harei lo shamana b'shum makom shemi shabirach ala mitzvah v'hischil. Have you ever heard of such an idea that if you make a bracha on a mitzvah, make a bracha on a mitzvah, and you do part of the mitzvah, you start the mitzvah, to it's also to be mafsik? Do we find that a person makes a bracha al bir chametz on his bedikas chametz, and then he's not allowed to speak? He can't say goodnight to his family. He's not allowed to speak. He has to be quiet from the moment he says Albir Chametz until he burns the Chametz the next morning. Heichan Matzinu, Dava Kazeh, he says. Interesting tying of the Ran, right? He says everyone is mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is the beginning of the mitzvah of Bir. And no one would say that after you do the Bedika, you can't be mafsik. Even Lechatchila can be mafsik. You can eat supper. You can talk to the family. You can make a phone call. You can do whatever you want. Right, talk to the family in the morning before bir chametz. You can have breakfast. You can do whatever you want. So, heichan matzinu, says the Ran, that you're not allowed to be mafsik between. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah. As long as you're not mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, you're fine. It's quite an interesting raya of the Ran. You could say that bedikas chametz itself is a unit, and maybe taka you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the bedika. Because that's really one unit, but after the bedika, technically speaking, you really shouldn't be mafsik until the beer, but it's iefsher, hecha de iefsher, you know, we're not going to be concerned. I mean, what are we supposed to tell people? Not to talk at all? That's not a normal thing. So as long as you've completed the unit of bedikas chametz, so that should be sufficient, you should be able to be mafsik. But would we say that by other mitzvahs? Not necessarily. But that's what the Ran says. The Ran says that as long as you've made a bracha and you haven't been mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, then there's no problem. There's no problem. So the same should be true over here by Tkia Shofar, since even the Rif admits that you would not have to make another bracha, so therefore even lechatchila you should be able to be mafsik as long as you were not mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas ha-mitzvah. So certainly, if you weren't mafsik between the bracha and the entire mitzvah deraisa, which I think most people are not mafsik. I mean, the 30 kolos, most people are not mafsik in the middle of. So the Ran would say, there's no problem. You're not going to be going with bracha shen etzricha anyway, so there's no problem even lechatchila to be mafsik, because you weren't mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas ha-mitzvah. This is one reason why you can argue with the Rif. The Shulta Gibarim also argues with the Rif. He quotes those who claim that even lechatchila, one is allowed to be mafsik between the tkios de miyushiv and the tkios de mu'umar. Why is that? So the Shulta Gibarim right here on the side in Oz Beis, he says Yesha Osim Leasir Ben Tkios Shetoking Shen Yoshu Ben Tkios Shetoking Shen Umdim Ukvar Bir Mori Zekeni Harav Shemutu Leasir Benayim. The Shulta Gibarim's grandfather says that you're allowed to be mafsik. Shekvar Yotzu Yidei Chavosim Ben Tkios Shel Yeshiva Utkios Shel Amida Einon Elo Leshomon Al Seder Habrachos Lechever Ir Bilvad Kemosha Biyarnu. Says the Shulta Gibarim Zayde. He says, lechatchila, you can be mafsik between the tkios de miyushiv and the tkios de mu'umah. He wouldn't say that you lechatchila could be mafsik in the middle of the tkios de miyushiv, even though you've already started the mitzvah. The Ran says, as long as you haven't been mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, you're fine. If you're not going to be Gorim, a bracha shenet tzricha, then you're allowed to be mafsik even lechatchila. The Shulta Gibarim's grandfather says that no, you have to be quiet lechatchila, you can't be mafsik lechatchila until after the mitzvah is completed. But when is the mitzvah completed? Says the Shulta Gibarim's grandfather. He says the mitzvah of shofar is completed with the tkios de miyushav. The tkios de ma'uma, the tkios al seder habrachas, that's not part of the mitzvah of shofar, he says. That's a different mitzvah. They've been yotze their mitzvah already with the tkios de miyushav. The tkios shel amida are only l'shoman al seder habrachas l'chevriyah. It's a different halacha. So because it's a different halacha, that's why l'chatchila says the Shulta Gibarim, one is allowed to be masik between the Tkios Dem Yerushalayim and the Tkios Dem Umah. The Chazon Ish, Arachayim, and Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin explains what's the Shulta Gibarim's grandfather saying. He's going like the Ramban. The Shulta Gibarim's grandfather assumes like the Ramban that the Tkios Dem Umah are a part of a Chovas Tfilah Beis Sarah. They're not part of the mitzvah of Shofar. They're a totally different mitzvah. So because they're a totally different mitzvah, he assumes that one is allowed even lechatchila to be mafzik between the tkios de miyushav and the tkios de meumad. Okay, so these are two reasons, two ways how we can argue with the position of the Rif. The Rif holds lechatchila, one is not supposed to be mafzik until the end of all of the kolos that we're going to blow, all the tkios. But the Eved, if you're mafzik, as long as you started a little bit, then you don't have to repeat. Yeah, then you don't have to make another bracha. So the two ways that you can argue are either for the Ran's reason, that since you're not going to be Garma Bracha Shanet Tzricha anyway, then there's no problem. There's no problem even lechatchila to be mafsik, because the reason why it's also to be mafsik between the Tefillin Shiat and the Tefillin Sharosh is because there, if you're mafsik, you'll actually be Garma Bracha Shanet Tzricha, because you'll have to make another bracha on the Tefillin Sharosh. But here, since you're not going to have to make another bracha, so then the Ran holds even lechatchila one is allowed to be mafsik. The Shulta Gibarim says there's another reason, because really you've completed the mitzvah of shofar with the tkios de miyushav, the tkios de meumad al seder habrachas. That's a different chiyuv. That's a chovas hatfila be'es tzara. He doesn't quite say the Ramban, but that's the way the Chazon Ish understood the Shulta Gibarim. That's a different type of mitzvah. So because it's a different type of mitzvah, then there's no problem with being mafsik between the tkios de miyushav and the tkios de meumad, because you've been yotze already the mitzvah of shofar with the tkios de miyushav. Of course, we paskin like the Rif. That really, lechatchila, one is supposed to be quiet, one is supposed to not be mafsik. Obviously, you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to, you know, to speak out the davening, but one is not supposed to be mafsik to say extraneous words until after the last kolos. Because we assume, like the Rif, that lechatchila, one is not supposed to be mafsik throughout the entire mitzvah. One final point. We've spoken about the different types of tkios de miyushav and tkios de meumad. We've talked about what type of tkios you're supposed to have, whether you're supposed to blow tashrat, tashana, tarat for each malchus, zechonos, and shofros. And we've given an understanding, we've cited the Ramban and the Milchames that talks about the nature of this mitzvah to blow al seder habrachas. One final question that the Rishonim talk about is when do we blow the tkios de meumad? We blow the tkios in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, but which Shmona Esrei? So the Oruch that the Bali Tosis quoted, says that when do we blow these tkios? Did you catch the lashon of the Oruch? The Oruch says that we blow the tkios belachash. Belachash. Miu lechora nira litko betfila, malchi yezuchonas and shofos, baruch pirech, shayu osin kain, shapirech be'erech, erev, v'alein demachmir v'abdi shloshim k'diyasfin, u'shloshim belachash. The lashon of the Oruch is that you blow the tkios al seder habrachos in the tefillah belachash in the silent Shmona Esrei, and this is what Reb Chaim and the Rav were noeg. Reb Chaim in his shul in Brisk was noeg this way, and the Rav in Boston was noeg to blow the tkios during the private the silent Shmona Esrei. The Rav would tell everyone that I'm going to daven a little bit out loud and try to daven along with me, so that when I finish Malchios, you'll finish Malchios, then we'll blow the shofar. When I finish Zichronos, then you'll finish Zichronos, then we'll blow the shofar, etc. The Magen Avraham at the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah there, writes that the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is to blow in the Chazaras Hashatz. So, what's the idea of the Aruch? Why should we blow in the Tefillah Balachash? So someone has suggested that maybe the Aruch was concerned that if we blow during Chazaras HaShatz, people might not be mechavin to all the words of the Chazaras HaShatz. They might not listen to the Chazaras HaShatz properly. So it won't be a tkiya al Seder HaBrochus. Rashi has a shita that in the Gemara and the Aflamed Aleph and Beis, which talks about where the tkiyos and brochos are ma'akvo zu ezu. Gemara says that this is in page 10. Gemara says that tkiyos are not ma'akvo zu ezu, brochos are not ma'akvo zu ezu, but tkiyos and brochos are Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom HaKippur and ma'akvos. So what does that mean? So Rashi interprets it means that if you don't have the tkiyos, then you're not going to be yotze to the brachos. You know the brachos, you're not going to be yotze to the tkiyos. What does that mean? Tosis is trouble with Rashi. But Rashi seems to be saying that if you're missing the tkiyos, then there's something missing from, if you're missing the brachos, there's something missing from the tkiyos. You're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiya shofar completely if you don't have the brachos of the Shemona Esri. What does that mean? It means that to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiyos, I'll say there are brachos, if you don't have the brachas, you're not going to be able to tkiyos. You need the Shmona Esrei. You can't just blow the tkiyos. You have to daven a Shmona Esrei. So perhaps what the Aruch was suggesting is that you have to blow Balachash because if you don't blow Balachash, people might miss parts of the Shmona Esrei and the Chazaras HaShatz, then they won't be able to tkiyos al Seder HaBrachas. Everyone's davening the Shmona Esrei. They're saying the words. So as long as we blow al Seder HaBrachas in the Tefillah Balachash, then we know for sure that you have the brachas, and then if you have the brachas, then you'll have the mitzvah of tkiyos al Seder HaBrachas as well. The minig is to blow during the Chazaras HaShatz, not to be machmer for this orach to blow Balachash. Bipshuto, the reason why the minig is to blow during Chazaras HaShatz is because there's a concern that people are not going to be up to the same point in the Shmona Esrei when they daven Balachash. So it doesn't really make much sense that if I'm up to Malchios and they're blowing for Zichronos, so I don't have the tkiyos, I'll say their abrachas properly. Because basically, they're blowing in my Malchios twice. They blew for the Malchios, then they got ahead of me. So it's like it's a mixed up type of tkiyos and brachos then, because you're not blowing in each segment of the Shemona Esrei. If one is going to follow the Rav or the Shliach Tzibur, even for the Tefillah Balachash and daven at his pace, so then maybe it'll work. But in a big shul, it's hard to have everyone davening at the same pace. So maybe that's why the minhag developed that we blow our Seder HaBrachas during the Chazaras HaShatz. In fact, the Rav was only knowing this in his shul in Boston. He wasn't knowing this all over in Boston. They say Reb Chaim was knowing this only in his shul in Brisk. Brisk was a big place. Reb Chaim wasn't knowing this throughout the whole town. In his shul in Brisk, a smaller minyan, that's where he was knowing this. It's very hard to do this in a bigger minyan. There are some shuls that the Rabbanim were Talmidim of Rabbi Soloveitchik, and they established the minyan in their shul to blow during the Tefillah Balachash. Many who daven Nusach Sfard blow during the Tefillah Balachash. There are different minhagim. There are different minhagim for this particular halacha, but a lot of Klal Yisrael, certainly the Bnei Ashkenaz, blow during the Chazaras HaShatz. They blow during the Chazaras HaShatz, probably because it just makes it easier for the tzibur to follow along, so that it'll actually be a full tkiya al Seder HaBrachas. Every person should follow the minhag of his community. Should follow the minhag of his community, whether you blow during the Tefillah Balachash or you blow during the Chazaras HaShatz, whether you blow Tashrat for the Malchios, Tashat for the Zichronos, Tarat for the Shofros, like the Minig in the Broyos community, or you blow all the different types. The key is that we should follow Minhagim, we should follow, try to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Shofar properly, and we hope that if we blow the Shofar properly, if we Yotze the Mitzvah of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Taka, it should be Mamtik as a Tefillah, it should sweeten the Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our Mitzvah of Shofar. He should accept all of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, and he should grant us a ksiva v'chasima tova, a shnas chayim v'shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.